It's not just a sedan. It's a Subaru. Learn more at Subaru.com.
This is Morning Edition on 88.9 WCVE, Richmond Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now for his Friday morning analysis of the week's political news in Virginia. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne.
The General Assembly will be back for a special session to debate the Medicaid expansion proposal of Governor McAuliffe. Now, let me see if I got this straight. The Republicans now control effectively both houses. The Republican leadership has called this special session. Nearly all the Republican lawmakers oppose Medicaid expansion, but they want to debate it. Now, obviously, they don't want to actually vote on it. They just want to debate. Is that right?
More Republican showmanship, more political gamesmanship. You know, there's gridlock in Richmond on this issue, which, of course, comes down to expanding Obamacare. Now, the Republicans are anticipating that Governor McAuliffe will attempt some type of a fix by executive fiat. You know, he wants to bypass this hostile Republican-controlled legislature. So the Republicans are expecting McAuliffe to do something by September. They want to respond to this very publicly, perhaps erecting yet another legislative obstacle. This may be the prelude to the court fight that some of us have anticipated. I think a lot of that will be very interesting to the lawyers and politicians because there are going to be all sorts of legal and constitutional questions, some quite arcane, about the legislature and the governor and whether they are using properly or perhaps even abusing their powers. You know, this doesn't mean bupkis for the estimated 400,000 Virginians without health care. Now, by the way, as we've discussed before, many of them are in rural Reed Republican areas of the state, and this includes Lee County in the far southwest. Its last hospital was closed this year, but later this year, it's going to get a brand new veterinary hospital. And by the way, that hospital is paid for in part by more than $500,000 from the Tobacco Board. And, of course, it's perceived as this big slush fund for Tobacco Belt legislators. And it is at the heart of this latest federal public corruption investigation in Virginia.
Well, the governor and the legislators also are going to have to deal with the news that the shortfall in state revenue at the end of the fiscal year on June 30th was even worse than projected. So it appears that further cuts are going to have to be made.
Further cuts will be made. Michael Martz, my colleague, has been reporting for several days now that this shortfall would be larger than anticipated. Michael reported, and the administration confirmed yesterday, that it's grown by about $100 million to just over $438 million. And this means there will be more spending cuts in the current fiscal cycle, the one that started on July 1st. Now, the shortfall is attributed to at least two factors: these changes in federal tax policies that has, you know, the wealthiest among us taking their stock gains in cash. Also, we're seeing the effects of federal spending cuts. This is something that the politicians, particularly Terry McAuliffe, has been talking about. It is cutting now deeply into employment, particularly high-paying jobs, particularly in the D.C. suburbs of Northern Virginia.
In the 7th Congressional District, two heretofore relatively obscure professors from
unknowns, Wayne, unknowns.
Yeah, okay, all right, unknowns, running for Congress against each other, both of them professors at Randolph-Macon, as has been reported before. They're starting now to get used to being candidates for the first time.
Yes, Dave Bratt, the Republican nominee, the guy who wasn't supposed to beat Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, in last month's Republican primary, has hired yet another campaign manager. This is his third. The latest is a retired corporate guy who's never run a campaign. He's apparently a pal of Dave Bratt's. Phil Rapp is an aide to a state senator from Southside, Bill Stanley. On the Democratic side, Jack Trammell as you pointed out, like Brad, a professor at Randolph-Macon College, mm-hmm. up in Ashland, is starting to make the rounds in earnest in the 7th District. He said in an interview with the Chesterfield Observer, this is interesting, that he knows that much has been made of the fact that he and Brad are friendly. And Trammell wonders, and these are his words, could this contribute to the chance that we could have a more civil discourse? Now, of course, the Brad Cantor contest was anything but civil. And, of course, this race will still be uphill for a Democrat because that district was intentionally drawn to elect a Republican.
Right. U.S. Senator Mark Warner, the Democratic incumbent, and his Republican opponent, Ed Gillespie. By the way, there's a Libertarian candidate in the field also, Sarvis. Warner and Gillespie have been going back and forth about the minimum wage, maybe something that they are not particularly familiar with in their tax brackets. I don't know.
Yes, this is rich, pun intended. You have multimillionaire Mark Warner, a Democrat, running for reelection to the Senate. Now he has a chance to slam multimillionaire Republican Ed Gillespie, wants the Warner seat over, of all things, the minimum wage. Now, it's been a while since both of them earned minimum. Now, the Democrats are circulating a video of Ed Gillespie. In it, he is telling a Virginia Beach audience why he opposes the federal minimum wage. It's about $7.25 an hour right now. Big push blocked by the Republicans to raise that. Now, in this video, Gillespie talks about the dignity of minimum wage work, that it's often a first job, one in which people learn the social skills of work, how to comport themselves in the workplace. Now, it probably comes as no surprise that this video is ending up on, of all places, MSNBC, that left-of-center news channel. Mm-hmm. And one of its talking heads had a great time yesterday picking apart Gillespie's claims, noting, among other things, that nearly 90% of the nation's minimum wage earners are 20 years or older. Now, all of this is about depicting Ed Gillespie as out of touch, a come here with no real feel for Virginia. These were things that Democrats used to say about Mark Warner over 20 years ago. But, of course, the Republicans are having a great fun with this, too, and did during their nominating contest. Among Gillespie's opponents, there was this description of him, of course, former RNC head and now a lobbyist, as a D.C. insider with a Virginia address.
I shall refrain from mentioning what the minimum wage was when I had my first jobs.
Okay. You're probably being paid in Confederate scrip.
Well, not quite. Okay, a subject for another day. Thanks to Jeff Shapiro, who analyzes Virginia political news for us every Friday morning at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. It's been a little more than a year since the National Security Agency